the rhinos are in this position because of us. And in South Africa, there are a lot of issues that have an impact in rhino poaching hotspots. And somebody comes along and say, just give us some information. There's rhino and we'll give you 25,000 rand. Nobody will say no to that. So that's a real problem on how to provide opportunities for people in those areas so that they can develop a sense of awe for animals, which due to South Africa's past, not really had the opportunity to develop. And that is what this film is focusing on.
Film director Renner Marie Loder there. And here's a clip from the film.
We don't earn so much. And those people who are just sitting and just doing the talking, they earn much.
People are going into tourism, which is a good thing. There's no training for such things around here.
In South Africa, and specifically where the film is focused in the Waterberg, many organisations now, they are trying to kind of tackle that issue head on by creating training programmes for youth.
Creating jobs?
Yes, people want to work. They don't want to commit crimes. So if we can create those jobs, like creating rhino monitoring positions, rangering positions, you're tackling unemployment, you're tackling poverty, you're tackling poaching crisis in general.
There are many various and ugly ways in which those who poach rhinos use what comes from the rhino.
It's become a status symbol now to purchase a rhino horn, a rhino wine for parties. It is quite bizarre.
Your film is not your standard everyday documentary. You employ an actor who goes about the business of being involved in the anti-poaching movement.
Yes, well, I call it a lived documentary because I've basically thrown somebody into a completely foreign situation and made him react in a certain way. But I wanted to use an actor who's not connected to any of these issues, somebody from Johannesburg who works in Sandton. It's a complete cultural shock, really.
I've never been in anything like this. I just dumped all my gear down in some tent in the bush.
So he's shocked, stunned, and transformed by the end of it as to the depth and the seriousness of this poaching crisis.
Yes, so as the film developed, he started talking about the rhino poaching issue more generally, which before he didn't do.
Is there any good news to come out of this? Can things be reversed?
Yes, if we focus on what can the rhino do in its living entire form for our people, I think there's wonderful things that can be done. We can use the rhino to educate people who come to South Africa about African issues, and people without jobs can do that. Rhino monitors, rhino rangers, all of that is massive opportunities. We just have to, like, step up.